Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, getting you set for week 6 of high school football on Friday night. We're joined by the Panthers football coach, David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, it just appeared to be a very good high school football game last week between Perry Lecompton and Royal Valley. It came down to a 27-24 cause victory. I guess overall thoughts and takeaways before we kind of dive into it a little bit more.
It's just another week of improvement, you know, in all of our phases. I thought we played much better than we had the week before against Sabethan. I thought against Sabethan we played better than we did against Holton, and so on and so forth. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we don't make the little things happen, you know, to make the big things happen. We don't make the little plays here and there. But there's a lot to this game, more than that the score shows. And, you know, we just, again, it's turnovers and some small things that we control that we need to do better at.
You mentioned turnovers. Was there a crucial moment, a turnover, a key play? I mean, was there one specific aspect of that game that felt like if it went another way, it could have had a different outcome?
Oh, yeah. I don't know about one specific one, but, you know, when the other team scores on defense, because we get a fumble and then they pick it up and score, and you know that's not ideal. We can't have that happen. Can't allow non-offensive touchdowns. We got to make the other team kind of earn it a little bit, and so that one was big in the third quarter. We gave up a really long kickoff return that set up their second touchdown, and that's right after our first touchdown. So, you know, we forced them to drive the field on their first drive, and then we score in two plays and 70 yards, you know, and bang, and we're going, and we look good, and then we give up an immediate kickoff return where we hustle down, we're playing hard, and we hustle down, we make a tackle inside the 10, but then, you know, they score four plays later, you know, they gain, you know, four play 8 yard drive, you know, those things, it's kind of a story of our season where we make great plays and we get momentum, and then we just allow the other team just boom and just take it right back from us, and we can't sustain. You know, can't sustain things. And against Jeff West, it was holding calls and blocking the backs and things that were killing drives. As we were driving, and against Sabetha, it was third and fourth down conversions. They would get theirs, and we didn't get ours, and couldn't sustain things that way, and Perry's a little bit like that too. It's just like we score big, and then we allow a big play right back in our face, and those are things that we can't allow to happen.
Talk about the offense a little bit. What'd you like, you know, from that side of the ball? You know, the points, you know, you score 36 in week one, 20 against Jeff West, 21, and then shut out against Sabetha, but you guys have your second highest total output in terms of points. What'd you like about the offense?
Yeah, you know, we had 330 yards of offense to Perry Lecompton's 200, or 208. We got our passing game going a little bit, and, we made a change at quarterback, and, Connor Nolan's finally back healthy after being out all summer with his shoulder injury, but he's back, and so we're kind of moving some guys around a little bit and trying to be more explosive, and we're doing that. I think that's shown, in kind of our output the last couple of games. Even though we didn't score last week, we had opportunities, to help us. But, yeah, the 330 yards of offense, you know, 15 first downs and moving the ball and creating big play opportunities. I think we had 5 explosive plays over 20 yards, so that's, you know, that's good. We just can't turn the ball over. 3 turnovers is not acceptable. But, Griffin Compton's run the ball well. Manny Oliveira is getting after it. And, Nolan is seeing holes, and Alex is coming back from his hand injury that he sustained versus Holton, and so he hasn't quite got the carries because he can't carry the ball in one arm, but he's making his way back, and so we're seeing things. But I really liked our output. Our efficiency yard per play was where it needs to be, at 6.51 yards per play, and again, we just gotta get out of our own way and can't have the penalties and can't have the turnovers.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us right back into district play this week. They go to Atchison County. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNCA. We got David Boucher on the horn with us, Royal Valley football coach, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers at Atchison County this week, another Class 2A district showdown. This Atchison County team coach, you look at what they have done here so far this season. What stands out about them when you put them on film and get ready for them this week?
I think they're a much improved football team. Again, a team that's going to come right at you and do some powerful things, but then they also have some finesse and some trick plays and some creativity that coach has got, you know, scheming up over there. And I think there's a lot of creativity in their offense, and they let their kids kind of understand their scheme, and then they just add to it, you know, which is good coaching. And their kids are playing hard. Like I said, I think much improved compared to where they were a year ago. They've got a couple of really nice looking running backs, and their offensive line gets off the ball, and they have some explosive guys on the outside. So it's going to be a tough football game.
Yeah, they're coming off a loss to Sabetha, but Sabetha undefeated at 5-0. They get Nemaha Central this week. But going back to a little bit more about Atchison County, you kind of touched up on the offense a little bit. What do you see from them on the defensive side?
The team is going to play very hard. You watch, Sabetha scored on big plays. But they got after the quarterback, and Sabetha couldn't really throw the ball very well. And, they gave up a couple big plays, but those are big plays on like third and longs and some things. And so they're playing hard. They're right there, and they get penetration into the backfield. And, they're much improved and well coached, and so it'll be an exciting game.
It's easy to say, it's a lot of coach speak, but the battle in the trenches, that you've certainly mentioned that throughout the course of the year. It's obviously a big emphasis, you know, with the run game and whatnot. Everything's, you know, kind of starts up front. You mentioned just limiting, you know, the mistakes and the turnovers. So as far as expectations and what you want to see from your team to get a win this week in district play, what's it going to take?
I think it's, again, we've been talking about it, but it's consistency. It's staying focused on what we can control. I think that's a big thing for all kids right now, and all coaches right now in this time of the year, and is who can stay the most focused, who can be the most motivated and to get better and to get after it. And winning is important in order to do that, but it's really a mental game and a heart game more than anything. Winning helps, you know, everybody's going to try hard on teams that are winning. It's how, when your back's against the wall, do you want to get after it and you want to get better, and do you want to continue to fight, to grow, to be our best, or are we going to roll over? And that's, I think we have a team that'll fight and claw and scratch and get after it and continue to grow.
There it is, Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. It is the Panthers at Atchison County coming up this week, Class 2A District 4 matchup there. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brandon.